Meditation 14. Looking in the face of a sadhu.
Dear Lord Shyamasundara, today I looked out of the window to see a sadhu surrounded by disciples and well-wishers who were eager to hear from him. This sadhu looked very spiritual as he said all the kinds of things one would expect from a highly realized soul. As I looked closer, I could see that the sadhu was tied with thin, strong ropes. He still managed to move quite gracefully, but from the window I could see the great strain he was under. Attracted to his form, the people remained ignorant of his struggle. Periodically, I saw this sadhu turn his face from the crowd. To my surprise, the large, warm smile that had so deftly captivated his audience was now a twisted grimace of severe pain and anxiety. As I continued to observe this saint, I saw that although he was able to give much solace to others, there was no one to help him. It was as if he felt that the Creator himself had either cursed him or passed him by. It was during these times that he spoke most eloquently about the leelas of the Lord. Then after finishing his captivating discourses, he would turn away from the crowd and in pain, shedding tears, would shout like a lunatic, "Krishna, where are you? Please give me your darshan just once. I have no desire to live another hour without it. I am so angry at you. But what can I do? I cannot stop talking about you. You, Lord Chaimasundara, are my greatest source of happiness and distress. Dear Lord Chaimasundara, the saint knew no rest, peace, or solace. The people demanded his appearance and lectures. And the Lord who gives his darshan even to demons continued to ignore him, as unfortunate as he was. To the people who were ignorant of his distress, he felt compelled to keep trying to share spiritual life, even though he was so empty. Giving his life fully to the service of the people, the sadhu seemed alone. What is this spiritual life that generates such insensitivity and desires? What is the nature of this process? The answer lay in the thin ropes binding the sadhu. Although he was a saintly person who was faithfully going through all of the rituals, he was still not fully free himself. Purchased by pure bhakti only, to the degree that one is still holding on to even subtle desires that are not in line with your will, such a person will be wanting tremendously, waiting in line for your darshan. You are actually so kind that you accept all services rendered as you monitor all thoughts and all actions. However, without full surrender and special grace, you remain hidden. I began to feel a strong urge to go outside and share my realizations with this saint and the people around him. I ran to meet him. As I approached, I marveled at my comprehension of his moods and thoughts. His face was turned away from me, and I struggled to catch his eyes. He finally turned to look at me, and my heart stopped as I found myself staring at myself. Thank you, my dear Shyamasundara. Today, I can understand that to get your sweet darshan, I must first remove my own remaining unhealthy and unnecessary thoughts and activities. Thank you, dear Lord, for allowing me to get a better look at myself. Now I place my case even more firmly before you. I beg you to guide me expediently through this rope-cutting process. I have been grossly bound for many lifetimes. Now I am subtly bound by such devastating shackles. Only your mercy can help me. Please do not give up on me at this late hour. I am such a stubborn person. You are my only shelter, although I do not know you. Please forgive the superficial service I offer. I have nowhere to go, no one to turn to but you.